Fans and fellow musicians today are remembering the king of the surf guitar. Dick Dale died Saturday at the age of 81. He and his band, the Deltones, are credited with recording the first surf instrumental to hit the charts, Let's Go Trippin'. It's about cars, not drugs.
Let's go trippin'!
Dick Dale's sound inspired legions of musicians from the 1960s to today. NPR's Tom Cole has this appreciation.
The king of the surf guitar was born inland in Massachusetts to a family of immigrants, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1993.
My father's side of the family, his mother and father were born in Beirut, Lebanon. So I had that influence of that Arabic music.
He was born Richard Anthony Mansour, and it turns out his best-known anthem to Southern California surfing, Miserloo, was inspired by an old Mediterranean melody. Dale told the public radio program Rock and Roll America in 1998 that he heard his uncle play the tune.
Miserloo was played slow. Dun da dun da dun 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 da dun da dun dun dun. I took it and I said, God, I can't play that slow because it isn't full. It wasn't a fat, full sound. So I went like that. I went dun 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 dun.
The sound Dick Dale was after did not have its roots in stringed instruments at all, but in the swing-era big band drummers he heard as a kid.
The first person that I really listened to was Gene Krupa on drums, and I wanted to get a thick, deep sound, sounding like a big floor tom, a tom-tom.
So it was drums and the old melodies he heard at home and the thunder of the waves he surfed after his family moved to Southern California when he was 16. The guitarist eventually became known as much for the volume of his shows as for his fast staccato picking that, legend has it, melted guitar picks. But he told NPR in 1994 that wasn't quite right.
They grind down completely in half.
Dick Dale was an early guitar god, but the British invasion helped silence the surf music craze. Dale played Vegas, sold real estate, opened a few nightclubs, but he made a comeback in 1994 when Miserloo opened the hit movie Pulp Fiction. He recorded new albums and reached new fans, surf punks and skate punks. And in a final twist, Dick Dale abandoned the beach.
I wanted peace, so I went up to the high desert, and if I don't speak, I can hear my ears ring, and it's just peaceful, so peaceful.
Tom Cole, NPR News.